mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to be guided by. God's word to be nourished by. God's word to be strengthened by. For our walk of life as God's children here in the world is from the epistle lesson. As Paul writes these words, besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. So wake up. What do you think about when you hear the words, wake up? It's probably an illustration of an alarm clock. Early in my ministry, I would set two alarms. I did not want to miss getting up and studying my sermon, looking over the order of service to make myself prepared. I always would set two alarms. In the last couple of years, I've only set one alarm. And that would be an alarm each day for us to get up and do our exercises. So this last week, I set the alarm for Karen to get up and do her exercises, for me to take Jesse, our dog, out for a walk. I set the alarm. Only this time, it was the wrong time. But I woke up immediately before the alarm and looked at the clock and I said, oh my goodness, what did I do? I set the wrong alarm. We usually get up about 5:17 and I set the alarm for 6:17. Now if we would have slept till 6:17, I would have been in deep, deep, deep trouble because that wouldn't even get Karen to work on time. Alarms. Wake up. Wake up from your sleep. The Lord is telling us not to wake up physically, but to wake up spiritually. To put the clothes of Christ on, because the day is dawning. The day is at hand. Jesus is coming back again. The season of Advent is one of preparation. Not just to meet Jesus as the babe of Bethlehem. Not to just come and celebrate his birth. But to be ready. To be ready spiritually for Jesus' coming back again. And you know, we can look at our world. We can see that our world is not ready spiritually. Oh, it's getting ready for Christmas. The bright lights, as we have here in church. But you walk around, you see houses already decorated. The lights have been on. And the lights have been on maybe for a couple weeks for people. They are preparing their lives. Not for the coming of Jesus as a babe of Bethlehem, but for the presence under the trees. For the family gathering together in meals and conversation. For everyone to enjoy the music of the time in preparation for Christmas. But Paul doesn't want us to be prepared for Christmas. He wants us to be prepared for Jesus coming back as God's people. To be in the Word, to open up the Scriptures. This time of the year is a very busy time for each and every one of us. And sometimes we push away God's word and time for God himself during this special time. We don't want to hear about the devastation that may rock the earth. We don't want to hear about the problems that happen. We don't want to hear about the devastating news. We want to hear things of peace and joy. We want to go to school concerts and hear our children and grandchildren singing. We want to go to other concerts and hear the songs of music and joy. We don't want to hear from God to be ready. To be ready for Jesus to come for his second advent. Because Jesus says himself from God's word that all will see him, even those who pierce him shall see him come again. So the words of Advent that we hear is that God, it wants us to be awake because time is fleeting. The Apostle Paul even says, the time for your salvation is nearer to you than when you first believed. The time of your salvation is nearer to you now than when you first came into church. We don't like to talk about death and dying. We don't not want to talk about funerals and grieving. We want to push that off. But I usually go through obituaries. I go through the funeral homes to see if I know anyone who has died recently. And I observed over a couple of the funeral homes, the obituaries of a 59-year-old man, of a 61-year-old woman, and I'm starting to think, I may be going home soon myself to be ready for that time. God calls us to be awake, to be spiritually awake and ready, because we don't know the time. We don't know the time when Jesus will come back again. We don't know the time when God will call us home to be with him. He calls us to be ready, to be spiritually ready, to be in his word, not just on Sunday morning, but every day of our lives. Because the day is dawning. The day to be spiritually ready is coming. So God wants us to be ready with our eyes open, with our lives, if you want to say it, holy, not with a halo over our head, not in a white garment, but spiritually ready and acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Savior. Advent is a time for that. Not just to prepare our hearts and minds for Jesus coming as the babe of Bethlehem under the tree, but also when he comes again. Because we don't know the time, nor do we know the day. But we need to be spiritually nourished and spiritually ready, donning the clothes that God has given to us. Not in the night clothes of the world. And Paul becomes specific there. Not in drunkenness or orgies. Not in the things of the world are we to be ready. We are to be ready in the spiritual things that God has given to us. The participating in Christ's sacrament in his body, given in his blood, shed for the remission of our sins, for assuring us of God's love and assuring us of heaven, to know that God has given us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. He calls us to be ready. Sometimes I wonder if I'm going to be ready. Sometimes I wonder if when God calls, I'll be ready. I've outlived my father by 4 years. I know I've outlived my grandfather by a number of years because I never met him. He died when my father was 8 years old. When my mother was 8 years old, her father died. I knew my grandmother on my mother's side, and she was in her early 70s. As I continue to get older and approach those years, I begin to think and wonder when God will call me home.
And I wonder if I'm really spiritually ready for that time to come. Oh, yes, I want to finish that novel that I've been reading. I want to encourage my children and my grandchildren. I want to send out the cards at Christmas time, the photographs that we have of our grandchildren. I want to do other things. But you see, my time, my days are not in my hands. They are in God's hands. Because God has created me. He has given me life. He gave me faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you know something? Death causes us to be afraid, to fear of what's happening in our life. In my first parish, I ministered to Amalia. Amalia was a special person. She was a mother of a couple of members that were members at Zion Lutheran Church in Munich, North Dakota. And Amalia looked up at me as she was celebrating 92 years on this earth. And she said, "Pastor, why am I alive? Why am I still here?" Boy, for a young pastor, that's a question, loaded, a loaded question. And I said, "Amalia, God is not finished with you yet. He still has uses for you here on earth. Each and every day that we're alive, we need to give God thanks and praise. Every day that we're alive, we need to give God praise for using us in this world as his servants and preparing ourselves for the time when he will come again, and also preparing ourselves for the time that God will call us home. The time is now to be awake. The time is now to prepare our hearts, our minds, our lives, because we don't know when Jesus will come again. We don't know when he will call us home. In Christ's name, amen." Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.